Hey, good morning. 8:11, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Let's see today. Partly cloudy, cold. We got a chance for some snow later on in the day. High of 37 tonight. More snow possible and a low of 27 Tuesday, mostly cloudy. High of 35 and then for Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, it's going to be a high of 37. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
You know the old saying, he who smelt it,
dealt it.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Classic.
Well, this took place at a dart championship. The Grand Slam of Darts in England on Thursday. And the match ended in controversy because of the he who smelt it, dealt it controversy.
Oh, yeah?
A 47-year-old guy named Gary Anderson, he's a two-time world champion. He beat 34-year-old Wesley Harms, but afterwards, Wesley blamed it on Gary distracting him by passing some nasty silent gas.
Oh, man.
He said, quote, "It'll take me two nights to lose that smell in my nose."
Oh, God.
Well, Gary is fighting back hard. He said, quote, "If the boy thinks I farted, he's 1,010% wrong. I swear on my children's lives, it was not my fault."
This is a childish thing to say, too.
In fact, he thinks it was Wesley who passed gas. He said, quote, "Every time I walked past him, there was a waft of rotten eggs."
Oh, God.
So I guess we'll know. That's the two guys. I'll be fair. The older guy looks like the one that would rip it.
This guy stinks.
Is that considered maybe like a performance enhancing?
Absolutely.
Cheating?
It's kind of cheating.
Here's the best part. There's actually audio from it. Here's what happened. This is audio from the championship.
"Just spoke to Wesley, and besides that, he said you were a class player and you let him alive in the first session. He said that it was smelly on the stage."
"I thought Wesley had farted on stage."
"Yeah.
Did he?"
"No. Well, I think he thinks you did it."
"It was bad."
"It was bad?"
"It was bad. Yeah. It was a stink. I thought it was him. And he started playing better, but must have needed to get someone down."
"Yeah. And he thought it was you?"
"Oh, no. Hands up. Swear on my kid's life. So help me God. Nothing crossed."
"But it was smelly anyway."
"It was smelly. Usually if I fart on stage, I shit myself. And you know that, because I've told you in a documentary. Ain't scared to... If I'd farted, it smelled like that. I'd put my hands up and go, oh, sorry, I need to get off."
"So who was it then?"
"Well, don't tell me. You've got enough three boys up there." So, no, it definitely came from, it was table side. And it was eggs, rotten eggs.
"Not from you?"
"Not from me. And every time we walked past, it was a waft of rotten eggs. So that's why I was thinking it was something."
I just love the accent makes it better even.
It makes it so much better.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Literally, two athletes are arguing...
You know,
over who passed gas.
Granted,
on stage.
I think it would be tough to throw a dart in a cloud of...
Just a cloud of stink. I'm looking at the pictures. I don't see any green clouds around the players. I guess we'll never know. No one's going to admit it.
All right.
But do know, if you are in a dart championship and you have some stinky gas...
Use it.
Use it.
Because you need a lifeline.
I'm going to use the lifeline, Bob.